See if this works. Okay. Good evening, everyone. AB3WG, my name is Chris. I'm the NBC section manager. Welcome to this month's section EchoLinkNet. We'll wait as we customarily do for a couple minutes, probably 3 minutes, to get everybody, some more folks checked in. And thanks for joining us tonight. It's a cold Friday evening, so I'm hoping to have a good turnout tonight. So we'll stand by, and I have a few things to chat about, and we'll get right to our check-ins and see how everyone's doing. AB3WG, stand by. All right, AB3WG, I'll give folks one more minute. I would love to have some more folks check in with us. So stand by, then we'll get started, I promise. AB3WG. Okay, let's get this thing kicked off. Good evening, everyone. AB3WG, my name is Chris. I'm the NBC section manager, and thanks for joining our NBC section EchoLinkNet on the third Friday of each month. I thank everyone for joining us. And let me go over a couple things that are going on here in the NBC section. First of all, let's thank our host, WB3GXW, John Creel. We appreciate the use of this service and everything that John has done for us here in the NBC section. It's the end of the year, so thank you, John, for allowing us a great service and a wonderful venue to stay in touch with folks. And if you are on the net tonight, WB3GXW, your comments, sir, please.
All right. Good evening, everybody. WB3GXW. Side note, I was diagnosed with pneumonia 2 weeks ago. I'm on the mends, but it's rampant, according to my doctor. And my daughter had five of her employees at the courthouse in Rockville within 10 days diagnosed with pneumonia. So if you're not feeling good, get checked out, because walking pneumonia is out there. I'm having a computer issue with WB3GXW-R, and we're planning on swapping the computer out on Sunday. I'm watching it carefully. If it drops off, I restart it. But I think we're good for the net. The conference server, that's a new computer. We're good to go there. And please feel free, again, to use GXW-L. Invite your friends, your enemies, whatever, to use that link. I know the phone net is using it on a weekly, on a daily basis. So 73s, everybody, and stay well. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and stay safe. WB3GXW out.
Okay, very good. Thank you, John, and have a very good Christmas, and thanks again for everything you do. Okay, let me just thank everyone. It's the end of the year, so this is our last EchoLinkNet for the year. So I really just want to thank everyone, all the folks that have joined us here on the EchoLinkNet this year, each month. And I want to thank all the folks in the NBC section, our section staff, our clubs, and all the members of the NBC community who have really helped out and done amazing work for the section. It doesn't go unrecognized. I hear about what you're doing from members of our staff and some other places that I have access to. So really want to thank everybody for hanging in there. It's been kind of a tough year. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. So just want to say thanks to everyone. Thanks to the members of the staff, the clubs, everybody involved with NBC. Great job this year. And break. Okay, getting down to some more business. The section news went out, probably 3 days ago. I think I got it out Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember. But that went out through our groups.io distribution system. So if you're not signed up for that, please do so. The link for that is on the MDC website, arrl-mdc.org. And it's also in the section news. So that's out. It's posted on the NBC website as well. Just go to the Section News tab, click there, and it comes up in what I think is a beautiful little kind of a PDF-type format. So that's out there. You can read about what's going on, and I'm going to go over some of that here tonight, break. Okay, so last night I held a staff meeting for the NBC staff. It was absolutely phenomenal. Some of you who are in that meeting are on this call, so thanks to the folks on our staff who are on this call as well. We had such a great report from our emergency coordinators and the other folks that were on staff, and some of whom aren't on our staff that I invite specifically that help us out and all the things we do here in the MDC section. Really great hearing from everybody. We meet, I try to meet with the staff twice a year, usually every 6 months for everybody else who isn't on staff. We do have meetings, and I meet with some of our more senior staff, our assistant section manager, and our section emergency coordinator, and some of the other folks on his team. I meet with them monthly, so we're getting a lot done. There's not a lot going on in the section right now. Of course, it's the end of the year, so just a great staff meeting, and thanks to everybody who attended that last night. It's great hearing from everyone and what's going on in the MDC section. Break. Okay. So in the section news, I mentioned, I hope I didn't rain on anyone's parade. I wasn't trying to be a negative Nelly or anything, but it's been a difficult year for the ARRL and for us as MDC members, and I kind of just wanted, my thought process there was to just recognize that. I know a lot of people are frustrated, and I heard about it this year at a lot of the HamFests that I went to, and that's fine. It's part of the job as section manager, and I understand that. So I'm really hopeful in the new year that some of our services will come back. I went over this kind of stuff in the staff meeting we had last night also. So forgive me for going over it again if you were on that meeting. But some of our reporting capability is coming back. I am getting messages from the league of staff that some of these things are coming back online. So they are making progress. And I do hope in the new year, hopefully in the first quarter, that we will get section-wide email back. Please don't quote me on that. But that's my hope by my birthday, which is March 24. I'm hoping we get section-wide email back, but in lieu of that, and even maybe despite that, we're still going to use the groups.io system that we have set up for distribution of announcements and the section news and some other stuff. So that's my hope, and I want to just have everybody my message to you is just hang in there when it comes to the league. I know they're in a tough situation and they've had a tough year, and so let's just hang in there and be patient. Break. Okay, sticking with the league, there's a board meeting coming up in January. And I apologize, I don't have the exact date. They do meet in January, so that's coming up. I'll have a report on that maybe probably in February. I think our net is going to be before their meeting. Don't quote me on that. Anyway, so that's coming up. Also, if you're so inclined, the 2023 annual report from the league is on the league website, and I would encourage you to look at that. And you don't have to be a league member to do that. I just did it before the net. All you have to do is go to ARRL.org. You can, in the little search box there, just type in annual report. You'll come to a page. You click on that page. Another page comes up. You can download the annual report. And there's some interesting information in there. A lot of it's pretty dry. I understand that. But if you look at the financial summary, that kind of gives you an overall view of kind of what happened at the league this past in 2023. So I'm really looking forward to next year's report. Not sure how that's going to go, but that report is available, and I highly encourage everyone to look at that break. Okay, that's all for my thoughts and comments tonight. I don't think we're even going to go 45 minutes with the folks that we have checked in. Let's head over to our linked repeater systems now, and I'd like to start with KA2JAI, and this should be one of our staff members, Don, N3FQC, running the KA2JAI machine. Don, give us your comments, please, and then call your stations.
Okay, thank you, Chris. First I want to give kudos. I'm net manager for the Baltimore Traffic Net, which Chris has done quite a while. It was formed by W3YDQ, and he has done it for many, many, many years as far as putting it together, and has been a mentor to those being trained. This is a training net as well as communicating net, and he continues to help us. So thank you, Father Al. And some of the people have been new in the last year or so, and as being net controls, and now they're getting better at learning to not only take traffic but passing traffic as well. So people are learning, so what Father Al has created seems to be working. And also, as far as the, since we're on the Maryland Mobile Leaders Computer, 146.805, Jeff, KE3ZOQP, has been doing a lot of service, organizing a lot of service for community jogging, races and marathons and whatever, and got to thank him for all the years of service, and many members of Maryland Mobile Leaders have been helping out, and any other people in Anne Arundel County, so thanks for all those folks. And with that, so far I have one check-in on the repeater. I'll call on him, and then I'll call for other people. So K3DON, your comments, please, sir.
Well, first off, I want to thank you there, Don, for supporting this bad dog here with this Echo Link, and to Chris for running it and maintaining the information. Again, it's a wonderful thing to be able to do this, get on here and voice your opinions and such with this stuff. I really like being a member of the ARRL. However, finances dictated that I could no longer do so, but I want to keep in touch with what's going on. For some of you, you already know how bad my eyesight has gotten. But I am going to be receiving some new technology equipment to assist me with my disability, and I will talk about that later on another frequency. I will not be without touch anymore. I'll be getting something for the computer, a reader that actually reads to me. And you've heard me talk about the radar smart cane too. I'm going to be getting that finally in the future. So that's some of the items that I'm going to be getting. This will help me to be able to continue to do what I do with amateur radio, K3DON. Back to net, K3DON.
Thank you, Don. This is N3FQC on the 146.805. seen any other check-ins, wishing to check in the NBC Echolink. Okay, nothing heard, and I see no one on the KE2JI machine at this time, so thank you, Chris, and 3FCT, back to net.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Don. All right, let's go next to the K3ORB machine. Call your station, your comments, and then call your stations, please.
Hey, good evening there, Chris. This is K3WOC. Mark here in Ocean Pines calling on behalf of the K3ORB repeater. Hope you're doing well out there. Just a little club news, and we'll jump into our comments here. Our next monthly club meeting has been moved to Tuesday, January 8th. That's for the Worcester Radio Group over at the Berlin Fire Company Admin Center. Our next testing session will be at our February club meeting. Other than that, we're gearing up for three excellent events in the new year. It's already going to be a busy year in January, February, and March. And Saturday, we are going to be having a Winter Field Day event in Newark, Maryland at the Newark Fire Training Center. It's going to be on Saturday, January 25th, and we're going to have plenty of space there outdoors. We're going to have tents set up, heaters, and, of course, indoor facilities, too, for anybody who needs to get out of the elements. It's going to be a great day about learning about ham radio and field day operations. We'll take a break. Then, coming up on February 22nd, will be our next ham radio workshop. This year, the club's going to be putting together some CW transceiver kits from the folks over at Four States QRP. The Cricket 40 kits. I'm really excited to put those together. And then last on our list, we're going to have our next Parks on the Air event on March 22nd, 2025. That's going to be at James Island State Park in Crisfield, Maryland, right on the Chesapeake Bay. It's going to be a beautiful time, and everyone's welcome to come on out. Other than that, that's all I have for club news, so we'll go ahead and ask for check-ins now. If there's anybody listening on the K3ORB repeater, we'd love to have you check in tonight to the Maryland, D.C. section-wide Echo Link Net. We'll stand by for you now. QRZ.
KLNO Charlie 3, Uniform Charlie Quebec, Brian in Newark. K3ECR, Chris in Ocean Pines.
All right, roger, roger, callers. I got two check-ins here from the Ocean Pines, Berlin, and Newark area here. We'll pass it over to Brian. I'm first in the list here, KC3UCQ. How you doing there, Brian?
Good evening, Mark, and everybody on the net. Doing well here. Looking forward to all the upcoming club events. Really looking forward to the cricket build event. Other than that, just been playing radio, making contacts, and having fun. This is Kilo Charlie 3, Uniform Charlie Quebec, back to net control.
Roger, roger there, Brian. Thank you kindly there, good sir. Appreciate your check-in tonight. Merry Christmas, and have a wonderful evening. Next up here on the list is Chris here in Ocean Pines, K3DCR.
Hey, good evening, Mark, and everybody on the net. This is K3DCR. KC3RAP, we're talking. He's going to try again for his X-ray. He's a 14-year-old for everybody else on the Echo Link Net. But he's going to try for his extra on our final testing session, which I think is in April. So it's kind of a challenge to everybody else in the group. If you don't want to get beat by a teenager, you better study for your extra. So it's kind of our challenge. Anyway, back to the net.
That's great stuff there, Chris. Appreciate those comments there, sir. And good luck to Walker there coming up in April. We would love to have him for the testing session. I know he's going to nail it this time. But thank you very kindly for that. Great lift check-ins there. You guys have a wonderful weekend. And with that, this is K3WOC. We'll pass it back to net control. Mr. Chris there, AB3WG. Thank you, sir. Okay.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Mark. Always great hearing from you and from your group on that great machine. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go next. Let's see if we can get Frederick this month. W3SDK, please give us your comments and call your stations. All right, nothing heard on that system. All right, our next link repeater system should be, let me see what happened. There he is. WA3DZD, Maryland FM, give us your comments, please, and call your stations.
Good evening, this is John, WA3MNN with the Maryland FM Association. Don't have anything to add to the net myself, but we'll take a quick check and see if there's anybody coming in on the RF side of Jessup repeater. You can be on 2 meters, 220, or 440. Looks like there's nobody on the RF side, so we'll turn it back to the net, WE3MNM.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thanks for participating with us here tonight. So I'll take a break at this point to make a couple of other comments. First of all, I want to thank you folks for mentioning Winter Field Day. That is coming up. That's a great event. I know a lot of clubs are participating in that event, and I heard several of our club folks in the meeting we had last night refer to Winter Field Day. So please talk that up in your groups, in your Aries groups, and in your ham radio clubs. Great way to get out and meet people and have some fun, even when it's not 100 degrees outside like it was on field day last year. All right, let's see, what else do I want to say? I think that's it for right now. Okay, let's go next to our what I'll call our individual check-ins. And on the first on my list is KB3SPH. Jeff, welcome, and your comments tonight, please.
Good evening, Chris, and everyone on the net. Tomorrow, 12/21, Saturday, the Charles County Amateur Radio Club is doing a special event stationed from Cobb Island. We will be a special event call sign November 3, Victor, and looking at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for operating, and we're celebrating Reginald Fessenden's first voice radio contact back on December 23rd, 1900. So good time if you can check into that. Watch for our spots, and we'll try to make contact. Back to net, KB3SPH.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jeff. Appreciate it. Thanks for being in the meeting last night. Great hearing from all of your folks. All right, let's go next to Pam. This is KB3SWS. Good evening. Thanks for joining and your comments tonight, please.
Thank you, Chris, at Net Control, and everyone else on the net this evening. Tying into Jeff's report from the National Weather Service, we are in a hazardous weather outlook for the Maryland portion of the Chesapeake Bay, Tidal Potomac River, and I-95 corridor through Central Maryland, Northern Virginia, and District of Columbia. Tonight, light accumulating snow is possible, mainly in the Northeast Maryland area, which could result in travel disruptions. And then blustery conditions are expected Saturday afternoon, resulting in wind chill values in the teens to 20s. Back to net control, this is KB3SWS.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Pam. Yeah, we should, we can certainly mention the weather, and we have a Skywarn rep on here tonight, so I won't step on Jerry's toes, but yeah, do be careful. Do mind that, and we'll let our Skywarn reps handle that in the rest of our meeting tonight. Let's see. Let's go next to Alpha Charlie 8 Alpha Lima, AC8AL, and this is Doc, who was also in our meeting last night. Your comments, please, sir.
Oh, good evening, everybody. Thank you, Chris. The secretary and PIO over at the Armed Forces Retirement Home for our amateur radio club here, as well as one of the new members for the Aries, the DC and Aries DC group here in Washington, DC, Liz out with several projects. So things are progressing very well here at the retirement home. We have a 2-meter simplex net we run every single week, which has been fantastic. We also have 2 VEs now. I've been a VE for a while, but my wife is now a VE, and we've got 2 more studying up to be VEs. And so we hope to run some testing sessions here at the home, which will be open to the public. But in the meantime, we are participating with HACDC and a few other clubs as they do VE sessions, so we can make sure that there's plenty of VEs on hand so no one gets turned away from getting our license. And then I would like to put, we have done some radiogram traffic. We've gone through the residents and staff to see if they want to send holiday greetings to folks. So they have, so we've been getting the traffic done up, sending them out on digital nets or what any of the nets we can. Don't need to get the DTN here for some reason. Well, we'll be able to get them on the Northern Virginia traffic net if we pick up the Bluemont repeater. Excellent. Just for some reason, Baltimore doesn't hear us. And we're kind of an odd thing because we're way up high, 9 or 10 stories up in the air. And final thing is a nice shout-out to Jerry, AI0K. We were having problems getting members registered for SkyWar events because these online registration forms did not recognize Washington, D.C. as an independent city and or county. So there was no way for us to register. I let Jerry know, and he took care of it quick, fast, in a hurry. And so that is up to us. We've got our members going. So with that, we'll pass it back to Net Control. It's AC8AL.
Okay, very good. Thanks very much for joining tonight. All right, let's, we keep mentioning Jerry. Let's get Jerry in here right now. AI0K, Jerry, our SkyWarn rep. Also, you can read Jerry's report in the section news, which he very kindly sends to me each month. And so please do take advantage of that. And we'll have him here on the net right now. AI0K, Jerry, please. Good evening. All right, maybe we'll try Jerry back shortly. All right, let's go next to KC3 Tango Alpha Tango. Melvin, thank you for joining tonight. Your comments for the net.
Charlie 3, Yankee Hotel Whiskey, listening.
Good evening, Chris and the net. This is KC3 TAT. I don't have anything to say tonight. Thank you.
Roger. You must be on HT or something, or maybe it's just the distance that we're communicating here. I appreciate you coming back to me, though. This is Kilo Charlie 3, Yankee Hotel Whiskey. I'm clear.
All right, very good. Thank you, Kilo Charlie Tree Yankee Hotel Whiskey, and we appreciate you joining. Thank you. All right, let's go next to WI3J Stewart. Glad to have you as always. Your comments tonight. All right, nothing heard there. So that's pretty much everyone on the list that I have this evening. I'm keeping an eye on the comments. No one's screaming at me, so far so good. There is one more thing I want to mention to everyone. I do plan to have an MDC town hall meeting in January, probably the middle of January, about 4 weeks. And I'm going to send a Zoom. It's going to be a Zoom link. We'll send that out to I'll send it out through my normal distribution channels and then tell those folks to send it to everyone and anyone. League member or not, what I would like to do is just get as many people in MDC members as we can on a Zoom call. And I will talk about the league. I'll talk about me. I'll talk about our staff. I'll answer any questions. We will we'll have just basically I'll probably have a bit of an agenda. As we do here on this net. And then we'll just open it up for questions, conversation, and we'll just get everybody and anybody. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. It should be fun. It'll be like a gigantic ham fest, only in a different venue. So with that, does anyone have any other comments? Or if I missed anyone, please call now.
Whiskey 3 Alpha Hotel Quebec comment.
All right. Alpha Hotel Quebec, I believe. Audio is a little low, but go ahead, sir.
It's Whiskey 3 Alpha Hotel Quebec. My name is Russ. I'm new to this net. I've never been on it before. I'm not familiar with how it works. I don't know if it has to be echolink only. I belong to the Frederick Amateur Radio Club and also belong to the radio group on the Eastern Shore. Just wanted to say hello to everybody. Happy holidays.
Okay, very good. Whiskey Tree Alpha Hotel Quebec. Russ, thank you for joining. Yeah, we have this net each the third Friday of each month. That's in the section news. I would direct you to your the group you mentioned that you were a part of. Most of those folks will be able to kind of explain how this works. It's pretty simple. I'm the net manager, so I was the net manager. I'm the section manager, so I'm the host. And basically, we get together here at 8 o'clock on the third Friday of the month. And we have some linked repeaters. You can get to us via HF on different repeater systems, or you can come right here directly on our EchoLink Wash_DC server. So either way works. And well, thanks for joining. And we'd love to have you again. And I'd love to have. I begged our staff to join us here on the net, because I'd love to have some more of our staff on the net. So, but we did pretty well. All right, it's been 40 minutes. So any last comments, anybody I missed, and then we'll wrap things up. Okay, very good. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, John Creel. Again, thanks to everyone for everything you do here in the MDC section, our staff, our clubs, all the MDC members, and thanks to the ARRL for putting up with all of us and doing all the great things that they do for us. Please, everyone, have a safe and prosperous holiday season, and in the new year, I'm really looking forward to the new year. I know there's going to be some changes coming up, and we'll keep everybody up to date on that as far as what's going on with the league and potential staff changes, if there are any. I don't think there are any. We've got a lot of great staff, and I think everybody's going to stay on, so we're extremely lucky. All right, have a great evening. Thanks, everyone, and 73AB3WG.
WG, K3POJ. Good evening, Chris.
K3POJ, AB3WG. Hey, Greg. We wrapped up, but I appreciate you checking in. And have a good evening. I hope you're not outside. You probably aren't. But, thanks for checking in, and have a great evening. We'll chat soon. AB3WG.
Hi. Well, I was listening to all my on the 380, but I went over to the other one I got. And I was trying to catch you before you actually when you were asking for any other people to check in. So that's why I was trying to get you to add me to the list. But I'll catch you next time. Have a good weekend and everything. K3POJ.